Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
In South Africa today, a world record was challenged.
Happy birthday to you.
12.5 million people sang happy birthday to former President Nelson Mandela, who turns 93 today. Mandela's own foundation has urged people to mark this second annual Mandela Day by devoting 67 minutes of voluntary work this day to represent the 67 years that Mandela devoted to South Africa's political struggle. Joining us now is the BBC's Nomsa Maseko. She joins us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Celeste.
So, on this day, this is the second annual Mandela Day, and I would assume at this point this is going to become a national holiday in South Africa?
Not really a holiday. Mandela has urged South Africans not to make this a holiday, but to give 67 minutes of their time and lives dedicating that to community projects. He says that it's his wish for this day not to become a public holiday.
How is the former president doing? How is his health?
Well, he's been frail. I mean, he's been receiving, around-the-clock medical care since his release from hospital in January. You'd recall that South Africa held its breath when Mandela was admitted to hospital, but he's been doing okay, despite the fact that he has been receiving round-the-clock medical care.
We're speaking with Nomsa Maseko, who is with the BBC in Johannesburg on this birthday of President Nelson Mandela, who turns 93 today. So here in the United States, foundations ask people to do charitable work all the time, and it doesn't really mean much. Are people actually doing 67 minutes of volunteer work today in South Africa?
People definitely are. They've actually started doing so from last week, and that is individuals and also companies announcing that what they'll be doing in honor of Nelson Mandela. So definitely that has been happening.
What are they doing? What are the kinds of chores people are taking on?
People are looking after the elderly. They've gone to orphanages. They're painting them. They're cleaning and they're feeding the hungry. That's exactly what they're doing because it's a cold day today in winter. So there's soup kitchens that are operating in honor of Nelson Mandela.
We're speaking with the BBC's Nomsa Maseko. She joins us from Johannesburg, South Africa, where people are celebrating the 93rd birthday of former President Nelson Mandela. You know, we are reaching the sunset of Nelson Mandela's life, and at this point, people are going to be talking a lot about his legacy over the years to come. What do you think people are actually viewing as the most important legacy, other than his battle to end the political struggle and the racial strife there? Do you think that his time during prison is his most important, or maybe his time afterward as president?
Well, it's both. I mean, his 27 years in prison, these people are really believe that he never kept quiet. He went ahead with the fight against the minority rule here in South Africa. And also after he was released from prison, he became president for one term. And people do say that he set precedents for African presidents to say that you serve one term and you give others a chance. That's exactly what he's done when he stepped down after a five-year term in 1999.
And he's still making public appearances at age 93.
Well, not at all. Actually, the last time he made a public appearance was last year during the FIFA 2010 Soccer mm-hmm. World Cup. That's the last time he made a public appearance. The other time when we did see him was when he was released from hospital. And, of course, the Mandela Foundation keeps sending us pictures of where he is with his family. The last picture they sent to us was actually yesterday where he's in Nkunu, in his childhood village.
That's Nomsa Maseko in Johannesburg, a reporter with our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.